That said, a commercial lease is easy. Don't assume that what applies to a commercial lease necessarily applies to an oil and gas lease. I know that's not what we're talking about today, but we are in Texas. Oil and gas leases are not the same. It's, again, a state-by-state issue. In Louisiana, Texas, where I'm licensed, the general view is that an oil and gas lease is not subject to Section 365, but go up to Kansas, and my understanding is they are. So we'll focus on commercial leases today and keep it simple, but just recognize that there are some issues there. Now, even if you have a commercial lease that is clearly a commercial lease and not an oil and gas lease, and you have an executory contract, it only applies, Section 365 only applies if that contract was either executory or unexpired as of the commencement of the case. If the lease was terminated before the case was filed, 365 doesn't apply. So that can, when you're dealing with someone teetering on the edge of bankruptcy, if you have the ability to terminate, you may want to, so you can be in control, as we'll see. If it's not terminated and it is subject to 365, the debtor is largely in control. Whether the lease is going to be terminated is determined by non-bankruptcy law, generally state law. But you do need to worry if you're terminating a lease by consent. It's not simply your right, but the debtor before filing is willing to terminate it. You need to think about it. It may be something you want to do regardless of this risk, but there is a risk that, particularly if a trustee is appointed or even a creditors committee is given the power to investigate these things, that it's a fraudulent conveyance. That is, the debtor really didn't care about the lease before the bankruptcy, but now it's being liquidated, and that lease has value. It was a below-market lease. They could have assigned it to a third party and gotten some money, at least in theory. You don't see it very often, but at least in theory, there is fraudulent conveyance risk there. Just something to keep in mind. The other thing about termination that I spend a lot of time talking to my bankruptcy partners about, I mean, my real estate partners about, is the ipso facto clause. That is the clause that's in virtually every lease you see and in a lot of contracts, that if the debtor party files bankruptcy, the lease is terminated. Everybody has that in their forms. It's not illegal. It's not, you know, something that bothers bankruptcy courts at all. Just happens to be unenforceable in bankruptcy. So if your counterparty is a debtor in a bankruptcy case, you can't rely on that. Now, there may be times where it could be valuable outside of bankruptcy. There may be times where, you know, the case is dismissed and then you have the issue of, okay, can I enforce it there? We're not going to get into that today, but those are things to think about, because I'm always asked, if it's not enforceable, why is it in every lease I've ever seen? One, tradition. Everybody puts it in. Nobody wants to be the one to leave it out. It doesn't cause any harm, so you can leave it in. Just don't count on it. Okay, so we've got our commercial lease. The other side's in bankruptcy. The lease was not terminated. What do we do? What does 365 do? Well, it gives the trustee or the debtor in possession the power to assume or reject. It's their call. It's not something that you as the non-debtor party can generally force them to choose. You know, you may be able to negotiate with them. You may be able to come to terms whereby they're going to assume the lease, but you're going to give them some relief, that kind of thing. But, you know, without some sort of agreement, it's generally in the debtor's control. They get to decide whether to do this based on the business judgment rule. The court's not going to dig behind it. If it seems to fall within the debtor's business judgment, the court's generally going to let them do it. Now, if they go to assume a massive lease on the second day of the case, that, you know, the judge may say, why are you doing it today? You've got time, those kind of things. But at the end of the day, the judge is going to say, you're the trustee, you're the debtor in possession, and you're reorganizing this business. If there's any justification for it, they're going to let you do it, subject to satisfying certain statutory requirements that are in Section 365. One, assumption has to be a court approved. It can never happen without a court order. Can't happen automatically, for example. And defaults generally have to be cured. That is, if the debtor hasn't been paying rent for 3 months, files bankruptcy, they may start paying their rent once they're in bankruptcy, but that 3 months of back rent, which may not get paid quickly, we'll see, doesn't have to be done until the time the lease is assumed, which can be months later. But when they go to assume that lease, They've got to cure that default. They've got to bring the rent current. And that can be a big obstacle to getting a lease assumed if there's a lot of back rent and a lot of other demands on the debtor's cash. You can, as I said, you can negotiate there. Then you have some leverage. But generally, it's got to be done. Non-monetary defaults generally do not have to be cured. That's because a lot of times they can't. If we're dealing with a shopping center lease that has a going dark provision, you went dark for a week before you filed bankruptcy. Nobody can go back and turn those lights on. That's not going to be something the court's going to allow as a backdoor bar to assumption. But, you know, it's, again, something you want to analyze as to whether there are any defaults and whether you need them cured, because there's an issue of waiver. That is, when a debtor goes to assume leases or executory contracts, they'll send out a huge notice to everybody in little bitty print that has a chart attached at the back, and it'll list you as a counterparty, the type of document or agreement it is, whether it's a lease or an executory contract, and then they'll have a column for cure.